Mary Beth. Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm great. And if you were here, I'd give you a big old hug. How are
oh,
you?
Oh, well, push it through the wires.
Okay, you feel it? You feel it?
Yes, I do.
Aw, how are you doing?
Well, I'm missing Ron terribly. I keep expecting him to walk through the door at any minute and keep telling myself, this is the longest 18 holes of golf he's ever played. But the outpouring of love and sympathy continues. I'm still receiving cards and letters from listeners and friends that bring me great comfort. And I'm working hard to live my new life with poise and purpose.
Oh, and, you are.
You know, as I've said, Ron may no longer be broadcasting on the Mighty 1090, but he'll forever speak to me in my heart and soul.
Oh, I hope you'll continue to speak to us.
Well, I'll talk to you anytime.
Good.
Just keep me on hold, and in between, on the breaks, we can talk.
I know we want to talk about the brewski, but
yes, we
the
do.
Big brew. But well, I just real quick want to ask about the family, too.
The family as well. Thank you. We're all doing well. Daughter Amy is in the final stages of her treatment for breast cancer, and we are extremely optimistic that she will be cancer-free.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
Things are going well. First off, Mary Beth, I really want to thank Team Reason for their tireless efforts to keep Ron's legacy alive and for continuing his commitment to transforming the way pancreatic cancer is detected, diagnosed, and treated.
Yeah, and that's what part of what tonight is all about.
Yes, part of tonight, well, also part of tonight, is the launch of the first of many of Team Reason's fundraising events to come. And yes, I'm going to be pouring the first mug of Brewmaster Jay Lampert's newest microbrew, as you said, named in Ron's memory. And I'm anticipating many a mug will be filled and many memories of Ron will be shared.
I think it will be a very happy event.
It will, and the timing's perfect. Now that I'm on a pension and a fixed income, my champagne taste has turned to beer. But
you've
Rob
got a beer
Lang
pocketbook.
Has told me it is a sensational beer. So, and it's a seasonal brew. So if we don't drink it all tonight, what's remaining will be available through February. I hope everyone gets a chance to sample it.
Yeah, so he took weeks and weeks to really create this Reason Saison.
Yes, and I've had several conversations with him, and he is a big Ron Smith fan and a big brewski fan and quite a genius at what he does with his microbrews.
Oh, yeah, he says he listened to Ron as soon as he moved to Maryland, and
yes.
So he felt he lost a friend, too.
Since 9/11.
I want to get to the nitty-gritty of tonight because people are probably wondering, where can I go? How can I get this beer?
I just wanted to say that Patrick Hart of Team Reason is going to be escorting me this evening so I can drink a couple of mugs and not have to worry about the Sun Papers Ron Smith widow hit with a DUI. Fundraising fund takes a wrong turn headline.
No, please don't let that happen.
No, but don't worry. Talk Show Man's listeners and friends are all reasonable, so that won't be a problem for anyone.
And this is happening tonight at Johansson's in Westminster.
In Westminster at 6:30. It is open to the public.
All are welcome.
It's a dining house and restaurant, and we'll be the rowdy group with the blue and purple colors flying high for Team Reason.
I have no doubt.
And also tonight, I'm going to be announcing to the group the new total raised to date. So we're looking forward to that. It's a big number.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But we've got a big goal. And Mary Beth, thanks so much for having me on with you today. And I wanted to also thank WBAL for establishing the Ron Smith Archives that I visit daily for my Ron fix.